Good morning, Tim. Hope you're having great holidays. How are things at the Film Commission?
Well, we've been very, very busy, Pat. We've had a tremendous year, really the best year in the history of movie making in Buffalo, with a record amount of productions and a record amount of money spent here in Western New York by movie makers.
Wow, the greatest year ever. That's quite a statistic.
Yeah, for sure. It's the number of productions for certain, and then also the budgets of those productions are just extraordinary. And a lot of and most of that money is spent right here in Western New York. So it's been a spectacular year for certain.
Just this past week, I was in a noteworthy Main Street bar restaurant known for its chicken wings, where Ron Perlman sightings were reported.
Yeah, Ron was here, as well as Chaz Palminteri, for a little movie called Clover, which just wrapped last week. And it rounded out the year very, very nicely. It's really amazing how many movies we had, and they took us right to almost to Christmas with their movie. So it was, really exciting for sure.
And we also had William Fichtner in town accepting accolades for his career.
Yeah, I have to tell you, the Maryvale School District presented Bill with a great honor. They renamed their auditorium after him, the William E. Fichtner Performing Arts Center, and they did that because, of course, Bill was a proud graduate of Maryvale, class of 1974, and went on to fame and fortune in Hollywood. But no matter how far you get in your career and how big roles you get in Hollywood, you never really forget where you came from. And he is a class guy, and just always remembers that it all started in Cheektowaga for him as a little boy. And it all started at Maryvale in his acting career.
Yeah, he really gave Maryvale a great deal of credit for his success.
Yeah, and it's great because, he's the kind of guy that doesn't really forget where he came from. He reminds me a lot of the late Tim Russert, who was very similar to that. These guys go and become really big in their field, but again, they just never forget the roots that they maintain. And he's a big Bills fan. He went to the Bills Miami game, and everybody spotted him and asked for selfies and so forth. And he was really gracious and stopping and talking to every fan that stopped him.
And with the new year about to start, I assume you've got some big items on the books, Tim?
Yeah, that's right. We're starting the year with a pretty big movie. I can't really talk too much about it because of confidentiality contracts and stuff that we signed, but it's a really big star coming here in March, and a really big movie, and it's going to be it's going to be a great thing. They're actually shooting in March, but the crew will move in really just in about a week from now to start prepping for this this big movie.
And I understand the Film Commission was the recipient of somewhat of a gift itself this year?
Yeah, it wasn't Santa Claus, but it was a fellow by the name of Mark Polenkar, our great Erie County executive. He came to us this year after, seeing the great strides we've made, and he allocated a little bit more for us to market the region. And so we're very grateful to him and to the legislature who approved it. And, we expect to use that money wisely and bring more movies to Western New York. We're real excited about that.
Well, Tim, we're out of time, but thanks for checking in, and Happy New Year to you.
Well, thanks, Pat. It's always great to be with you and your listeners, and we look for a great 2018 for certain.
My guest has been Tim Clark, the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. I'm Pat Feldball, and you've been listening to Press Pass on WBFO.